Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I must say, it has been quite a while since I last posted an episode. I have been wanting to make this podcast back up, and I have even recorded a few episodes over the years that I never got around to posting. But nonetheless, I feel like now would be a perfect time to get back into it. And what an amazing introduction back into the podcast, then a small but effective Fortnite update featuring Indiana Jones, a brand new gun, an OG consumable unvaulted, event items added to the loot pool, as well as the new Thor set in the item shop. So let's dive on right in. Starting off with the first update is a brand new weapon, the Charge SMG. This brand new unique item is a one of a kind. Instead of firing when you hold the trigger, it instead charges up. The longer you charge, the more bullets that will be shot when you release the trigger. When charging, you will see a small on-screen gauge showing the number of bullets you have prepared. You can choose to fire just one, the whole mag, or any number in between. The Charge SMG will be available in Legendary, which deals 22 per shot, Epic dealing 21, Rare deals 20, Uncommon deals 19, and Common deals 18. With the arrival of the new Charge SMG, the Combat SMG has been sent to the Deep Dark Pit that we know as the Vault. OG players of Fortnite will get nostalgia as the Port-a-Fort gets added back to the loot pools. For those of you who don't remember the Port-a-Fort, basically just throw it on the ground and it builds itself up into a metal fort that you can use in battles. Now, it's not the port of fortress, but it's better than nothing, especially if you need to save yourself in a pinch. And last week we saw the Ripsaw week has ended. The Ripsaw has been added to the regular loot pool and will be available to find on the ground in chests, supply drops, as well as the chop shop. But don't worry, this thing will be in regular supply. A new POI has also been discovered on the Fortnite map. Check out the Shuffled Shrines Temple, located west of the Genesis. Creative has seen a new hub update, as well as... Oh, that sucked. Redo that. Creative has seen a new hub update as well, so go check out the new hub that focuses on showcasing artistic talent. Epic has removed the matchmaking portals and featured rifts to make room so that you can access your islands as well as your friends. Creative has also seen the addition of the Charge SMG, just like Survival. And to end off this section, we have just some notes about the updates. Number one, the Charge SMG will not be included in competitive playlists just yet. Same with the Port-a-Fort, not in competitive playlists yet, but I would love to see that. And a fix was made involving the icon of players' reality sapling sometimes being misplaced on the map. Now, there have been a lot of cosmetics added to this update. Indiana Jones now has a Battle Pass quest that can be completed to earn tons of cosmetics, including but not limited to skins, gliders, emotes, and many, many more. And the new Thor series hits the shop following the release of Thor: Love and Thunder. The Thor Odinson pack includes the skin, Thor's cape, Stormbreaker pickaxe, the Stormbreaker glider, and an emote. As well as the Goddess of Thunder pack includes the Jane Foster skin, Thor's cape, Mjolnir's pickaxe, Mjolnir's flight glider, and both skins are reactive and will continue to electrify with every elim that you pick up. And the pickaxes will also electrify by hitting crits in a shriek. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Fortnite 101. If you have enjoyed, please consider dropping a follow for the podcast and smacking that bell so you get notified whenever there's a new episode. And if you have any friends who would be interested in learning the insides and outs of every update, think about sharing this with them. It really helps out. Anyways, thank you all, and I'll catch you in the Battle Bus. Peace.